You're on Texas Standard Time.
For years, Texas lawmakers have been trying to stem the bleeding of the state's retired teachers' health care plan, which has run the risk of going unfunded for nearly two decades. It's just the demographics, more retirees, rising health care costs, and lawmakers looking at that billion-dollar shortfall took steps to plug the hole, steps which Tim Lee says could be calamitous to hundreds of retired teachers and school workers. Lee is the executive director of the Texas Retired Teachers Association, TRTA. Mr. Lee, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So what measures did lawmakers take this year, and what does this mean as a practical matter for Texas school retirees?
The legislature started with a billion-dollar shortfall, and in the end, they decided that retirees are going to pick up $520 million of that shortfall.
How are you going to cover a billion-dollar shortfall if you don't take pretty dramatic steps, right? I mean, someone's got to pay for it, and it's not clear how that's doable without maybe some of those who receive benefits taking a hit. No,
retired teachers on average make about $2,000 a month. 95% of our school districts do not pay into the Social Security system. So when you look at what retired teachers were already paying for their health care, mm-hmm. and adding in this new amount, it is going to take a major chunk out of their retirement income.
Let's just talk money here. I was reading an estimate it cost to an average retired teacher. And of course, this varies based on the plan that you have and the number of beneficiaries you have. But the average that I saw for an under 65 retired teacher, high deductible plan, no beneficiaries, maximum cost could rise from $1,300 to $9,550 in 2018. I can imagine that's not going to be doable if you're talking about people trying to get by on Social Security and that pension you mentioned, $2,000 a month.
Yeah, so a lot of these folks don't have Social Security. And so if you're under the age of 65 and you've been able to retire, you may have already put in 30 or 34 years in the classroom, and your modest pension of $2,000 a month or less is now going to be, almost half of that may be used just to pay for the cost of your health care. So if I'm going to the doctor or if I'm going to go get a prescription, all of those costs are being applied to my deductible. And so the retiree is going to pay monthly premiums starting out at $200 a month, which is certainly reasonable, but their deductible will be $3,000. So the first $3,000 of their health care costs are all on them. And then they will hit a time when their benefits will go to 80-20. And so then the retirees will pick up the other 20% of those medical costs until they hit $7,150 out of pocket. So in the next plan year, the premiums go up. In the next plan year, the premiums go up. And, here we go. So eventually the retirees will be spending, well over $12,000 to $14,000 a year for their retiree health insurance.
Why is a teacher's plan such a mess? I mean, the state employees plan offers lower premiums, lower deductibles, lower maximum out-of-pocket costs compared to the retired teacher's plan, and they're not struggling like the pension system the teachers have to deal with.
This is the most important question that anyone can ask about the situation. We believe that our state employee colleagues deserve to have reasonable health insurance benefits. The fact is, though, the legislature appropriates twice as much money for half as many people to fund their health insurance program. Our health insurance program, TRS Care, its funding is based on how much teachers get paid. It uses a percentage of the aggregate active teacher payroll in the state of Texas to fund health insurance. And it is in no way connected to the rising cost of healthcare inflation. And our association has said for years that we have to change the actual funding formula to look more like medical cost and medical inflation, or retirees will be paying almost the entire cost of this program.
Tim Lee is the executive director of the Texas Retired Teachers Association, TRTA. Mr. Lee, thanks so much for speaking with the Standard.
Thank you so much.